Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Askatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Priya Advaita Garadhara Vivasadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Before I will speak, I have to see, is there an arrangement for Croatian speaking devotees who do not speak English? Aha. Predavonje odlishno lila shuka supa. Hare Krishna. What's the translation? I'm here to give you this evening to tune you into the retreat, to help you to really build a strong fundament which will accompany you during the retreat. But before I can do this, I want to greet all of you from my heart and say I'm very grateful that you have come, really very grateful. I know that in this time it was not easy for you to come, and I can see some of you have made in the last minute the decision to come. I mean, yesterday I didn't know that you would come. I know we live in a time where we have to plan our holidays, and some of you have to think about the financial factors of do they have enough Lakshmi to make the journey and so on. And I really appreciate that you have come to invest into something which is eternal, your eternal spiritual life. I really am very grateful, and I'm want to also greet a few devotees who made the effort to come. First and foremost, I would like to welcome my beloved god brother Danuda Swami. His Holiness Danuda Swami has just come from Moscow, and before that he had a big event in America, and he will be addressing us with some wonderful presentations. You will see they are much better than I can ever hope to present, and he has brought also his shadows with him, Akinchan Krishna Prabhu, who is somewhere here, who will be giving us joy in our heart by his wonderful kirtans. Also from Vrindavan, the Narada Muni has arrived. Our Prashanta is there. She is. Prashanta is originally from Greek, and now she can feel a little the Greek flavor in the island. She will also be presenting something wonderful. And in the very, very last minute, two devotees who really didn't intend to come have decided to come, and I first saw some, you know, the hair of a lion, and then I believed it was not true. But then it was Krishna Jivani and Dharmagup from the Mantra Fusion Band. They have kindly arrived to give pleasure to our heart and invest in their eternal life. And also I want to make a special mention of our yoga teacher. We have a very talented yoga teacher. Zandra is... Zandra, I'm sorry, you greeted me at the ocean, but my mind was totally somewhere else and I didn't recognize you. So, but afterwards I thought, oh no, I have not recognized Zandra. My day is very inauspicious. Thank you very much for coming, and kindly excuse me. I was simply not totally there. I was spaced out. So I'm very, very grateful that all of you have come. I'm also very, very grateful to Govinda Nandan and Banu Nandini, who must have sweated 1 ton of sweat water, because at one stage it really was, I was trying to get the information. So how many people have registered? And Govinda Nandan said, not many, and I said, doesn't matter, we are in the Belcanes. Everything happens in the Belcane way. Don't worry. But in the end, I was worried. because of so many factors. I know devotees from Russia wanted to come, and they couldn't come because there was a cloud. Then there were devotees from Germany, and the airline which they had booked was closing just the day before, 3 days ago they had their last flight, you know, and they cancelled the flight which took them to Ish. And it was really Maya in the last minute just showed her teeth, like always when something wonderful is going to happen. And so therefore I'm very happy that you're here. Thank you all very, very much. And I really pray that you will get what you have come for. I would like to now tune you into the retreat, and I will now speak a little bit systematic, and I will be a little bit intense, please forgive me, but we will need to put the fundament now. This first session, which you're now coming to, is called Entering the Retreat. The idea of the session is that we come from so many locations, our heads are still full with the thoughts which we had to come here. We had a journey behind us. We left our families, our working places, and so on. And now we need to make sure in this first session of the retreat that we can all find somehow our switch and switch off what we did before for some time and switch on to the new atmosphere and the work which lies ahead of us. This work which lies ahead of us in this retreat is a very substantial work. It is very, very necessary. When I talked today with Dhanuras Swami, he told me three questions, and which a person can ask himself or herself. My question to you is, do you have achieved in the life what you really wish? If you say yes to this question, it's, I want to say, congratulations. That's not easy. Do you have achieved in the life all you wish? Some of you might say yes, but I will now ask a second question. Is it eternal? What you have achieved? Is it something which will not go away from you? Is it something which accompanies you? And the third question is your mind always fixed upon your goal in life? Now, I can guarantee you that you will not say yes to all the three questions. And this is why you have come to a retreat. A retreat is meant to give you something which you don't have at the moment. I would like to tell you a short history the short history of these retreats. It was many years ago where two devotees asked me, Sachinandan Swami, what can we really offer to our members, to the devotees of Krishna, which will help them to live a very satisfying spiritual life? What can we give them which lifts them from the material level to the spiritual level? What can we do which helps them to transform them material tainted life to a spiritually blissful life? At that time, there were transformational seminars in our movement. I must say I've learned several things from them, but I didn't feel comfortable to say, well, just go to a seminar on transformation. There are many seminars now in the world which offer transformation, you know. Empower Your Life is one seminar. Seminar is Learn the Secrets for Ultimate Success, and then it gets more success-oriented. That's the American fragrance or flavor of life. And there are many seminars now. But I thought in my heart, well, a seminar which really lifts people to, or empowers people to do the impossible, must be a seminar which helps people to connect with Krishna, by whose power and potency everything is possible in their life. Also, to change them and to lift them to the spiritual platform. I thought the only personality who can really help a person to totally uplift his life is God. And it must be a God-conscious seminar or retreat which connects people totally. So then we developed the Japa retreats. I remember the first Japa retreats were visited by only 20 people. I thought it was good. We rented a little house in the Swiss Alps. It had the very, very nice name, Hari Chalet. Chalet is a French word. I hope I say it correctly. Chalet, you have to say it like this. It was a house up in the Alps, and we would go for 1 week. We would eat very simple. Sometimes we only ate bread and butter and khichdi. I thought it was nice. And we would just read from the scriptures about chanting, and then we would chant the whole day. And we prayed for intuition. And as we did this retreats for 3 or 4 days, for years, and then the magic started to work. Devotees wrote me, who had come to the retreats, that my life has changed. invisibly things which I thought I could never do, I can do them now. My Krishna consciousness, or my connection with Krishna, has become very fulfilling. And I thought, wonderful, but this has nothing to do with me. It's all the mercy of the holy name. So we used to do retreats, and then we were invited to Washington, D.C. by Anutama Prabhu, and we did a retreat there in America, and devotees in America thought this is a good thing, and they organized retreats all over the America. Then it started to spread to other countries, and now you have retreats even in China. Japa retreats. I don't think they will ever learn to say Hare, no, Hare, not Hare Lama, but Hare Rama. But it seems to not be so important. Krishna hears them also, knows when they say Hare Lama, that he is meant. So this went on. There are many devotees all over the world who give first-class retreats. Giriraj Maharaj gives very nice retreats everywhere, and they have become very, very nice and devotees. It has become a culture. I don't know if you. But then I thought something in my mind. Since the last so and so many years, I'm myself going to Vrindavan or any other holy place and chant for the whole day. I usually start as early as I can rise and go to bed whenever. Just chant from morning till evening. I count my rounds up to a certain number, and from there I don't count any longer, because I don't want to become number conscious but Krishna conscious, so on. And in this way I do. But I noticed something. It started in when I was in a very holy place called Radhakund, where many devotees chant the whole day, and they're very absorbed. I noted from time to time I would hear a pair of kartals like this from these little rooms and kutirs and wherever these chanters are, and the devotee would. And they would send Hare Krishna. They would start to sing. I noted this. And I thought, wow, why do they do this? They chant, but then they sing kirtan. Then I also noted something. We have devotees who are born in the movement in America. These devotees don't like to chant so much japa, I found out. But they like to chant kirtan, sing. I noted that, and I thought, wow, this is interesting. They are devotees, very good devotees, but it's difficult for them to chant so much japa, like these Radhakund devotees, who also, when it gets tough, go to and take a pair of kartals and sing kirtan. Then I noted something which irritated me even more. I noted in America, especially when I was there, that many, many people like kirtan. It becomes almost like a new fashion. They say the entertainment industry has stolen the voice of people. People don't sing any longer. Kirtan brings the voice back to the people. I thought Kirtan does a lot of more. But I noticed that. And then, because every day I read in the Bhagavatam, I noted something else. In the scriptures, it says that what you do for spiritual perfection in the age of Kali is kirtan. You sing. Then I put everything together. These devotees, first class devotees who chant, our generation who likes kirtan, people who seem to like kirtan. And I thought, well, it's time to develop kirtan, the kirtan culture in our movement, and start with kirtan retreats. I know that there are many god brothers of mine who think like this, like Niranjana Maharaj, who does long kirtans, many others. Govinda, B.B. Govinda Maharaj, who does long kirtans and so on. And I thought, well, let's go kirtan wise. Let's go into this and let my service be very much in kirtan. So as I was thinking like this, and this is, I began to think, study our books very much. And there I found out that both japa, or as Sadanandi would say, chapa, both japa and kirtan are really the same thing, that is glorifying Krishna. In the Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, Sankhyamatye kichonama kadibe kirtana tate savendriya sputi anandanatana. Of the fixed number of names one chants, you know, fixed numbers you do with beads, but you count them, a certain number should be sung aloud. All the senses will become joyful and one will begin to dance in ecstasy. And when I read this, my dear devotees, that we should chant Krishna's holy name, and some of it should be done aloud, because then you will become joyful and dance in ecstasy, I thought, this is what the great acharyas of the past have taught us. When you read Chaitanya Charitamrita and you read about Namacharya Haridas Thakur, you will read that he chanted some in his mind, some on his whispering, that is like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that's japa. And some of them he sang. And when you hear his description, how he did this, it said he danced on the banks of the Ganga. So what we are doing here is, we are contacting the most powerful process which gives a certain delight in the heart, a certain bliss in the heart, which will help you by giving you an experience of ecstatic spiritual life to come over your difficulties. I do not know what we will hear tomorrow, but I mean exactly the lecture of tomorrow, but the title is already very thought stimulating. It's why kirtan brings the highest bliss. We will hear that tomorrow. We will learn all this in great detail. Jiva Goswami, he notes in Bhakti Sandhava This congregational kirtan gives a special delight in the heart, Kala. A special delight, a certain bliss will happen by this. And, you know, isn't it much easier to live your spiritual life when you are blissful than if you have to do it, you know? How is it easier to cross a mountain when you are blissful or when you are exhausted and tired? It's definitely easier when you are blissful. But the kirtan really will work for you only if you know how to do it. Look at this. It's an archer who shoots an arrow. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes the Vedic mantra, like the Hare Krishna mantra, is the bow. Bow means this thing. The living entity is the arrow. And the target means zeal, is the Supreme Being. So when you want to learn, so here, this is a, we have written about this, it's a kirtan arrow. You know, if you want to use an arrow and really hit the mark, you must know how to do it. It's a science. I think many of us don't know this science, and therefore we are not able to experience the great ecstasy and bliss in Krishna consciousness. And the goal of the kirtan retreat is to make you ecstatic and blissful kirtan knowers. It's, you know, like when I know someone, his name is Srishti Kata. He is a bow shooter, amongst other things. He's also a devotee, I mean a good devotee. But he taught me the art of shooting with a bow. And it was very complicated. First, all the arrows which I shot went to Africa. I just didn't hit the goal, because you really have to know how to hold the thing, then to pull it back. You know, you have to know how to aim it, and you have to then breathe properly. You know, then you have strength when you breathe out, and a lot of things I had to learn, and then I was able to shoot into the target. So if we want to make contact with Krishna, and so to say, reach the target of our spiritual life, an ecstatic relationship with Krishna while we chant, while we do kirtan, we will have to learn how to do it. We will have to have some empowering first-class instructions. This is the first thing I wanted to say. Now, why I think you should go to a kirtan retreat. The kirtan retreat will help you to answer these questions. Do I have achieved in my spiritual life what I wish? You will say, yes! Is it eternal? You will say, yes! Is your mind always fixed upon it? You will say, yes, when I chant. This, my dear devotees, is serious work in your spiritual life. And now I need to get a little bit on your nerves. Just tolerate. My dear devotees, most of us don't live the spiritual life we want to live. We heard when we were young and blissful and naive that Krishna consciousness gives the highest goal. We read books like the Bhagavatam, which talks about ecstasy. But as we grow older and fatter because of all the frustration in our lives, Hare Krishna. It's a retreat, you know, 5 minutes, it will be intense. Don't worry, after some time, it's all right again. We just don't get what we want. We just don't reach the platform of Krishna consciousness. It's a theory. And there are many devotees now, when they hear these high sounding words, they go, yes, yes, yes. You come 20 years too late. I just don't believe it any longer. You know. Because there is this big problem in the human being's life. It's the problem between the ideal and the reality. It's a big gap between what I know and what I experience. There's a big, big abyss. It's like a big thing between, you know, what is my spiritual goal and where I am at the present moment. And as long as you don't address this problem, you will always remain on the platform where you are at the present moment. A definition of craziness is to think by doing the same things and by thinking the same thoughts, I will achieve something which is different from what I have already in my life. If you keep on doing the same things, thinking the same thoughts, you will always get more of the same things which you have already. A retreat means you are willingly leaving this old life behind and doing something new and learning something new, which you will hopefully take home when you leave the retreat. That will be discussed on our last session, which is called Taking the Retreat Home. But for now, I really want to encourage you to really make these 7 days where we are together an investment into your old life. And for that, you need to create, before you go to bed, a certain intention. Now I come to my first philosophical point of this evening. My dear devotees, your life is dependent on your intention. Intention means Absicht in Deutsch. In English, another word is intent, but it sounds the same. And in Croatian, the word intention is Namir, Namira, Namira. You understand the word, huh? This is a very simple but very powerful point. If you have the intention, for instance, here on Ish, to meet a spouse means a husband or a wife, you will just act in a total different way. For instance, you might put tons of schminke on you. I'm saying something which is very far away from your mind. Or if you have the intention, I really want to live, you know, this is my holiday. I want to swim, I want to eat, I want to sleep, I want to digest, I want to build up my muscles. You know, you will act differently on this retreat. When you have the intention to say, I want to make spiritual advancement, you will have a different emphasis. Intention, my dear devotees, is something which is not only important for this retreat, it's important for your whole life. The intention is a force. It is something which, a force which governs how we think, how we feel, and how we behave. Intention is maybe the most powerful creative force which the human being has. And as intention is, I would go so far as to describe it as the essence of the free will. I only have to be very clear what is my intention. I personally learned this 4 years ago, or was it 5 years ago, in the hospital in Germany. Hospitals for me are great schools of life. I came to this night where the doctor said, tomorrow you will either live or you will be dead. Please, I would like to live. I would like to live. The doctor said, good. Because the moment a patient who's very bad, who's very ill, leaves this intention, he cannot grow healthy any longer. Good, he said, but now I will tell you something. We can't do anything with modern medicine. If you want to live, then pray and do your meditation, do your Hare Krishna thing. Is that my Hare Krishna thing? What is this? You know better than me, said the doctor. So in that night, I decided, doctor has told me, I can't survive by modern medicine, so I have to build my intention. First of all, it has to be clear for me, I want to survive. And then my intention is, I want to become a servant of the devotees, and I want to I need to be healthy, because the devotees are quite, to travel from one place to another, you need to be healthy. And then I did something. I danced every night in my hospital bed in my mind. I did kirtan, and I danced in my mind in the kirtan. I was so bad, those who visited me knew I was really finished. I was so weak, I couldn't eat any longer. Even Gaurahari, who forces me always to eat, gave up on me, because it was not possible. I was just so too weak to eat. So weak. Ooh-hoo-hoo. You have never seen a person so weak. So then I said, let me dance in my mind. Every day I do my Hare Krishna thing. I dance and I sing, because doctor has said. Intention is so powerful, my dear devotees. Now I can sing and dance. You can see I can dance longer than most of you. Intention. It is the most powerful force which the living being has. But so often we are not aware of it. So in this retreat, you have to contact, we will do a ceremony in a little while, with this powerful force in you, your intention, you will see, if you build your intention, you will have a force in you, if Krishna accepts your intention, which can change your whole life. You can become spiritually alive. But it's very important that you build the intention. And here we start with our first exercise. Please turn to your neighbor. And that's so nice about the Belkanes. I don't have to say what they have to talk about. Talking is very naturally starting. Yes. Priyosh, who is your neighbor? You have not yet found your neighbor. It's very important in the retreat. You have to all participate in the exercise, because you won't get what you get. May I ask, who has not yet found a neighbor? Susanna has not found a neighbor. Who can go to Susanna? Damayanti, Susanna, remain where you are. Damayanti will. Who has not yet found a neighbor? Sandra, do you have found someone? Yeah. Dobro. Prahlad, you have found?
Yeah.
Yes. You have not found. So someone, here's a Priyosh, your neighbor is here. So, my dear devotees, please listen. I will now request you to turn to your neighbor. And ask your neighbor a question. Why did you come here? Listen, what do you hope to attain in this Kirtan retreat? This is the question. What do you hope to attain in this Kirtan retreat? There will be a second question. This second question I will ask you after 3 minutes. You really have to go work hard on this. What, please ask him. So, if you are, what do you hope to attain in this retreat? And please don't ask, I know sometimes we don't like to think, so we ask, well, I hope to get a pizza. That you can also get in your other places. You have to give serious answers. It's important, it's an exercise which I will do for you, which you will do to, which you need to do so that you can do the second exercise. What do you hope to attain in this Kirtan retreat? Chapko, is the question clear? Good. So you ask your neighbor, and your neighbor should answer this, and then you stop, and then the other person, you have to phrase the question. You will see some, just believe me, it works when you ask them. For instance, let me ask you a question, who is neighbor A? Good. You have to decide. And who is neighbor B? Good. We have to be very clear. So B goes first. B. What? Ich verstehe nicht. What do you hope to attain in this retreat? And then partner A is going to say it. It's very important. Start now. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very, very much. Have you all had the opportunity to talk about, not that only partner A has talked, or partner B, or yes, both have talked. Now comes the second question. That will be, I don't know, have you all brought a piece of paper and you have, most of you have. I would now like to request you to turn to your piece of paper, to take your notebooks, and I would like you to deeply reflect about the following question. But before I tell you the question, I must tell you why this is so important. In our Vedic tradition, we always have something which is called sankalpa. Sankalpa is that before any undertaking, we formulate in our mind what we wish to do. It can be a request, but it can also be something which is a formulated intent. I would like to give you an example. In our tradition, we have a retreat. It's called the Braj Mandal Parikram. We circumambulate the holy land of Vrindavan. And before going on this journey, the pilgrim is supposed to take his bath in the river Jamuna. And while he bathes in the river Jamuna, he fixes on his intent. When I was very young and very immature, I went on Braj Mandal Parikrama, and I thought, oh Krishna, please allow me to go barefoot through all the 370 kilometers. And I went, so I did this in Mathura, and I fixed my mind, I want to go barefoot as a sign of respect to Braj Mandala. And this is very difficult for me to go barefoot. I'm just not a barefoot person. But somehow it worked. Then another year came, and again we did our sankalpa at the Yamuna Mai. We took our bath, and then again we fixed our mind on something. And this year I asked for something more spiritual. I said I would always, throughout these 30 days, yes, I would always love to turn to you. And when I'm so dull, I mean so unable to turn to you, then I would like to have the determination to go and either join a kirtan, we had always kirtan, or I would like to, you know, do something else, speak to a devotee, and then turn to you. So, in this way, I remember that was the most Krishna conscious time in my life when I made this sankalpa. Or in the beginning of a journey, I remember when I went to Mountain Kailash in Tibet, which was physically very difficult, I just said, let me somehow get there. And I remember the third day, this was seriously put into question when I developed the high altitude sickness. Usually it's so bad when you can have it in level 1 or level up to level 5, and I had it level 4.5, and I was really on my knees, and every liquid I had in the body I surrendered to the law of gravitation. I had made this sankalpa, and somehow the sankalpa protected and carried me. So I would now request you, at the beginning of this retreat, you have talked with your neighbor about what he wants to attain, and you have said what you wish to attain, but now I would like you to commit it to in writing, and you can review it at the end of this 7 days and see how it helped you. And we will request you at the very end of the ceremony to do a sankalpa ceremony, and it will help you to formulate your sankalpa at that time. See, in this retreat, I want to say it again, it is not like a lecture. It's not like a series of lectures. It's not like spiritual festival. It's really work to change our life and become an ecstatic devotee, or a person who experiences spiritual life. So please now turn to your piece of paper and write it down. What is your intention in this retreat? What do you hope to learn? What do you hope to change? Just keep on writing, do free writing. The only law for you is, or the only is, please don't stop writing. Just keep on writing. We will do this for about 3 minutes, and then we will continue. As you keep on writing, you will access more deeper places inside of you. Are you finished, or do you need a little bit more time? So you will have 30 more seconds. Thank you very much for doing this work. If you are not yet completed, if you have not yet completed this exercise, no problem, you can do it in the evening. But it will help you tremendously that before you go to bed, to just review what you have written, to look at it again. It will be maybe a good friend, which will help you to go very nicely through the retreat. I would like to now introduce a few subjects. It's now easier, and we will end with a little ceremony in just a little while. My first thing is, I request you very much to just get to know a little bit about the retreat, how it's organized, and pay attention. Banu Nandini and Govinda Nandan will explain to us a little bit where is what, how to do things. But on my part, we have a very good schedule which we have printed out for you. I hope that the schedule is convenient. It starts as early as you wish to start, but at 7 to 7:30 we will have a morning program where we sing the prayers. And then comes the first time where I request you to be there. That is the Kirtan and Discovery Lecture, which starts at 7:30. I do not know, did the devotees all... You will all get these schedules. But I really want to say there is free time, and we have arranged as much free time as possible. You will be very pleased that. But there are a few times where we absolutely require your presence. For instance, today I noticed that some of you were 15 minutes too late. Some of you, even one made the record of 28 minutes. It's a little bit difficult because we will form to have the retreat when we all come, like, you know, like each one of us is a star, and we come, you know, whenever we please to come. It's difficult because I want to make sure that all of you, as much as I can serve you, get deep experiences. So then if we always have to wait, then everything becomes very lengthy. So I really request you to be on time for the things where it's good to be on time. The first is at 7:30. It's good if you're already at 7 o'clock here, but we are human beings and we come from the Balkans, so let us be flexible. No? So then there is after the kirtan, after the discovery lecture, there is at, from 9 to 10 o'clock breakfast prasadam. We have for your eating pleasure arranged the best macrobiotic cooking, but it won't be a heavy feast where you will become very tired and complain that you cannot stay awake. We have tried to make it light and very healthy. Only on Friday we will eat like the King of France. Now it's important on the retreat that we, that everything we do helps us, and that is very important to eat light prasadam. At 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock will be always Akinsha and Krishna Das, a wonderful devotee whose father was an opera singer and who sang three times for the Queen of England. So his son is even a better singer. So he will be from 10 to 11. Now, at 11 o'clock comes again the time where you must be there. 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock is the workshop called the Kirtan Treasury Box. It's very important that you are there on time. Of course, if you come a little, 1 or 2 minutes later, no problem. But please try to be on time. I have one person who is behind me who always takes care that I'm on time. So, because I'm also not so good in punctual arrival, as everyone knows. So, but I really want to be on time and request you to be on time. Then, we thought from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we will do japa together in the temple room. Because many devotees have said, oh, it's so nice to have these kirtan retreats, but it's so difficult to get our rounds done. So we address that from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. It's 1 hour, a complete hour. During that time, those who have chanted their japa, whatever, then will get a wonderful introduction into the world of yoga by a most exquisite yoga teacher. It's Zandra. Through every cell of her being, yoga is just emanating. And I want to encourage you to go to the yoga because you need to be flexible. You will see. We will. The retreat is not something for beginners. It is, beginners can also be there, but you really... You will see some. We will work on you, so it might be good to do a little yoga. Yes. So from 1 to 2 o'clock, Banu Nandini, you look at me. This is what you want to say, isn't it? No. Okay. Then at 3 to 4 o'clock. No, yes, from 2 to 3 o'clock is lunch, but from 3 to 4 o'clock is free time and kirtans. And then at 4 o'clock, that is, you have 2 hours of lunch break if you want. 2 to 6 is famous kirtaniers and their secrets. Wow. We have even some great kirtaniers have written to us some statements what is good kirtan. And then That is also something where I request you to absolutely be present. At 6:30, then there's half an hour of pause, and from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, there is Lila Kirtan. Then from 8 o'clock, you are absolutely free again, but we also offer Kirtan during this time for those of you who wish to do Kirtan. But what I want to say is, you have to distinguish in your own retreat between the times where it's really recommended to be there and the time where you can navigate your time, wash or do some plivonye, some swimming or just do some sliponye, some sleeping, you know, and so on. I request you really to take good care of yourself so that during the sessions you are absolutely there, because during these sessions a process will take place. A deep process which is mentioned in the Upanishads, a transformational process, and I will talk to you more about what that is and how it works, and I will keep some secrets up till the end. You will see something will happen with you, and you will learn to fly in the kirtan. In other words, go deeper. This is what I wanted to say. Now I want to request our Danoda Swami to come forward and address all of us, because he will be giving some presentations. Some of you don't yet know Danoda Swami. He has written this very, very wonderful book. No, Maharaj, please come here. This very wonderful book called Japa Meditation. And it's available in Croatian language. It's the first time where our Maharaj is... No, it's the second time when he is in Croatia, but some of you were not yet born when he came the first time. So we will request our Maharaj to address us and tell us a little bit about the content. But first let us greet him with a very warm-hearted Go Premanandi! Hari Adho!
So, Gauri relayed the message from Sachinandana Swami that I should speak something about my contribution to the retreat here, and I'll be very brief. My intention in coming to the retreat is not to be a teacher. I'm actually coming to be, I'm a student here like all of you are, and I'm in a certain shape now that lacks certain spiritual depth, certain spiritual qualities, and I want to be molded by the Kirtan retreat leader to something better than I am now. And that's really my intention in coming here. Sachinandana Swami has kindly asked me to contribute something. I'll give a few short talks. And mostly they'll be focused on the why of the statement that Sachinandana Swami quoted from Sri Bhakti Sandarbha, and that statement that Jiva Goswami says that Sankirtan, congregating together and chanting, gives special feelings of bliss. That's more bliss than when you chant the holy name by yourself. And I writing an article called Why Kirtan Gives the Most Bliss. Initially, I was writing that article for another book that I'm compiling called Kirtan Meditations, The Mood and Technique of Bhakti Kirtan. And I'm working with Kinchana Krishna Das. And basically, it's interviews of various devotees, how they enter into kirtan. And probably I decide I'm just going to put it online and do them one at a time. I was just looking this morning at something that my dear god sister, who Prabhupada, Tamal Krishnamurti, told me, Srila Prabhupada said that Jamuna has bhava bhakti. And something she wrote about, you know, instructions that Prabhupada gave on kirtan. Very interesting. I just remember one of them. It's an interesting little story. One devotee was leading kirtan, and Prabhupada said, stop, had another devotee lead kirtan. That devotee started leading kirtan, said stop, then had Jamuna lead kirtan. Okay. And then Jamuna later, she had such an intimate relationship with Prabhupada, she asked Prabhupada, why did you ask me to lead kirtan? And Prabhupada said, before you lead kirtan, you have to listen. In other words, a good kirtan leader is one who follows. And to follow, you have to listen. So indicated that she listened very intently, and therefore she became qualified to actually lead kirtan. Why kirtan gives the most bliss? So I went through the shastras and thought about this deeply, the why. And the basic why, I'm not going to give the seminar, but just by chance, I was reading Prabhupada's letters, and I came up with five reasons, and I'll explain them briefly, not now, but I'll tell you what the five reasons are. But one was very, very sweet. I just picked up a letter book, and Prabhupada was speaking in 1958 or something, maybe it was 68, maybe it was very early, and Prabhupada said, talking about that, our meditation is hearing. And really the key, Prabhupada said, hearing made easy by music. So the first reason is just the power of music to absorb the mind. And I'm going to try to give some references on that. The second reason is, which I also found some nice reference, is just different activities please Krishna more. And there's special mercy when you get together and do kirtan. That's a fact. And I found a very nice reference that was given to me by an old sadhu in Orissa, so I'll share that with you. Then shared bliss is higher than individual bliss. And there's many references in Shastra for that. And group petition is more powerful than an individual petition. So that, and there's also references in Shastra for that. When you ask yourself and when you join with other people and make your plea, that's more powerful. And then, the relationship between kirtan and spontaneous devotional service for bliss, music. So, I'm going to do something that I'd like to explain that, and very short, just half hour classes, and then kirtan meditations. I think I'm going to try to pick some selections from some of those interviews, just read a few. But I really want to speak about the importance of gratitude in kirtan. And then one other talk I'll give, something on kirtan and the Bhagavatam. And I am really grateful to be here. And it's kind of almost a special treat for me. It is paradise, but not just for swimming. It's not just the most beautiful place I ever saw, but Vrindavan is also very beautiful. It's Udipan. It's impetus for spiritual life. The environment is very important. And it's just almost the people who pick this place, they have the quality of Krishna, called an expert judge of time, place, and circumstance. Of course, I think it's Uddhava who said to Krishna, you're the most expert judge of time, place, and circumstance, because you picked the absolute best place, Vrindavan, at the best time of the year, the Kartik season, the full moon night of the Sharad season, and with the best people to have the Ras Lila. So I also feel it's a very wonderful circumstance and time. Some of you know my cousin. She would come to Sachinandana's retreat. Some of you don't know her. Her name is Maseva Bharati. She's a sannyasini in the Himalayas. And one of her attractions is, for Krishna consciousness, is the people that come to Sachinandana's retreats. She said, oh, there's so many angels. That's what she says. So it's just a wonderful atmosphere, and I don't know what I did to deserve to be in the company of such wonderful devotees. And my intention is to get some kind of transference of the depth and understanding that His Holiness Sachinandana Swami has in spiritual life. There's a conduit that comes. Sachinandana Swami always gives the example of, you know, how important the people are that you think of and listen to and respect, to imbibe certain qualities. I love the example he gives of a teenager. You go into their rooms and they have pictures of rock stars and athletes, and therefore the young teenagers today develop a lot of sex desire and big egos. So you come to these retreats, you know, to get this kind of association and depth. I'm just a student here, coming to learn, and if Sachinandana Swami asks me, I'll try to share something. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj. We all look forward to your contributions. And we are also very happy to have such an old and senior Vaishnava amongst us. Thank you very, very much. I would like to now come to the conclusion of this evening. It's one of the two conclusions. We will first conclude this intention setting by reading a prayer together, and then we will have a short little kirtan where all of us will offer a light to Radha Kunya Bihari, and then ask Radha Kunya Bihari to bless our stay here, so that we are very happy or very successful in our personal retreat. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a book called Gitavali, where he has given a few very good meditations and prayers to the Holy Name.
He has discussed many times that if we deal with the holy name, we are really dealing with a person to whom we want to make a relationship and whom we can ask. So here is a little japa meditation which I would like to read to you. And afterwards, I request you when we do the kirtan, maybe this should be already prepared here so that we can go directly into this. When we do the kirtan, you kindly come forward, and then many of you, as many as fit, can offer their light to Radha Kunya Bihari and ask them for empowerment in this. May I get your attention, please? O holy name. No, this only works if we have peace, Damayanti. It's a prayer to the holy name. It's a prayer to Krishna, really. Because we may learn so many techniques and skills, and we will learn many. But ultimately, we are praying for a revelation. Ultimately, we are praying for mercy. Ultimately, we pray for an improved relationship. O holy name, O ocean of bliss, I fall down at your lotus feet, for I am feeling very distressed and troubled at heart. At the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, I constantly beg that at every moment there may be the direct revelation of the holy name. Kindly say it with me together in one voice. O holy name, O ocean of bliss, I fall down at your lotus feet, for I am feeling very distressed and troubled at heart. At the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, I constantly beg that moment there may be the direct revelation of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, I just go on like this.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
What is the best way to speak the Krishna? Okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna.